Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, I hope you're going to allow this. Shout out Friday. It's not till tomorrow.
Today's Thursday.
I'm glad we're bringing a ray of sunshine to this person from the 682. Hey, guys, I just got fired. You guys are making that a little softer to take.
Like today?
Like they said just not, like today.
Like you got fired, got in the car, texted our show.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's how it happened. Listening to the show, so maybe we've made them feel better throughout the day.
So yeah. Maybe earlier this morning, like around Sean and RJ time. So now you're associating bad feelings with Sean and RJ. I get that. That happens sometimes.
I feel that way sometimes too.
Okay. All right. So, listen, man.
I'm just kidding.
Every time this has revealed itself to me. Every time. Every time a door closes, another one does open. That. Every time it's happened in my life, something new has come up, and I've liked it a little bit more. So hopefully you got something that's going to pop up your way, but just keep at it, man.
So I wanted to talk about the Rangers here for a variety of reasons. First of all, pitchers and catchers report in 27 days, if you want to get hyped about that. And then the entire squad will be there for spring training in 32 days. And I think we'll be there a week after for all your coverage right here on The Fan.
Yeah, the last week of February.
There you go.
Is when we'll be there.
So
I'm not supposed to say that. I don't know. You're staring at me like I'm not supposed to say that.
I was just I don't know. I was just staring at you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you're fine.
I was just giving you a look.
So Evan Grant wrote something that... I was like, I bought in on every bit of it. But then I also thought, I was born and raised in the Metroplex, and I love the Rangers. So I might not be the most objective person. But he was running through. Every team seems to take a tour, or every player seems to take a tour through the Metroplex before they pass on the Rangers. And like, Roki Sasaki is just the latest that's like, oh, yeah, I'll take a look.
David Cone, yeah. Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens.
Yes.
Alex Rodriguez.
He actually did stay for a minute.
And so
and then said, send me somewhere else.
Evan Grant, he threw these things down. And like, I don't disagree with any of these, but is this too optimistic of a way to look at the franchise then? He says, has the second shiniest World Series trophy behind only, of course, the Dodgers, because they won this last year. Has a chief baseball executive who may not say all of the words, but speaks the exact same language as the direction baseball is going, because Chris Young has been through all this before. We talked about it. At one point, people speculated if he could be the next commissioner. You have a Hall of Fame manager who has won more World Series than any active player in the game. You have in your residency, if you're a pitcher, somebody who you can study the pitching dynamics of in Jacob deGrom and everything else in Nathan Eovaldi, because he is there to help. You have a decent long-term pitching out prospects with Kumar Rocker and Alejandro Rosario, who are both ranked among MLB's top 100 prospects. That might sound like a boast, but it equals the pitching prospects in the top 100 for the Dodgers, Padres, and Blue Jays combined. And then you still have a brand new baseball park, which that's a weird way I said that. So my point was, these all seem like really positive things. And then I see odds to make the playoffs next year. Minus 115, yes. Minus 115, no. So it is literally a coin flip. And I wonder, all those things are true, but the Rangers still feel like they're down the list in terms of destination places.
Yes. Now, Sasaki is just a choose where you want to play. There's sure. really not much of a financial benefit, yes or no, but I hear you, but recently we have had Eovaldi say yes twice, DeGrom say yes, Seager say yes, Semien say yes. I'm trying to think of, Jock Peterson just said yes, and I get Jock's not a superstar. He's a two-time All-Star, but I think now, if the Rangers are offering the most money or they're tied for the most money, I think they might win these now.
Okay.
If that makes sense. But I don't know when the next time Ray Davis is going to say, screw it, let's go get, I don't know who the next super big free agent's going to be. I'm sorry, my mind's going blank on next year. Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Right.
I believe he's a free agent sure. after this year. I don't know if the Rangers are going to say, with Vladdy, we had his father, let's go in, and obviously Vladdy Jr. was here for a second in his life, let's offer him $40 million a year. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I think there would be a chance of a yes.
Okay.
But I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Recently, though, I don't know. A lot of people are saying yes to us.
Okay. And that line of thinking is somewhat, I feel like, reflected in an ESPN article. We didn't do it last week, but it was essentially like the temperature for every MLB team, like in terms of have they been heating up and everything like that. As you can probably guess, the Dodgers are number one. But number eight on that list was, again, the Texas Rangers. And I realized last year it was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year. But it does feel like there are other people who are like, hey, you win a championship, there's nowhere to go down. But some people who still think they can bounce back up this year.
The stadium has to have something to do with that too now. As us being children watching this team, it was always, nobody wants to play in this heat. And I wonder how much
that's a good
our
point.
Time has changed now. Yeah. That like pitchers are looking at it going, oh, like that's right. I can go pitch indoors.
There's no reason why, if you're a premium pitcher, why you'd want to send your client to, and I love the ballpark in Arlington, but there, what was the point? You better get.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I got
a big-time contract that you're never worried about another contract the rest of your career.
Yeah.
Kevin Millwood did choose here. Not like he was big time, but he was a nice pitcher at the time. But I get it, man. You better sign a contract where at the end of this, we know that we are not going to be looked upon favorably for the rest of your career, because it's going to be close to impossible to put up good whip, ERA type of numbers. Maybe you get the wins and losses because your offense is killing it while you're there. But now you don't have to worry about that. You're going to be pitching at home in a fair ballpark.
Yeah.
Where if you hit a homer, you hit a homer. If you don't, you don't. It's yeah. not going to be like, that ball would have been caught in 28 out of the 30 ballparks. Yeah. But here, it's five rows deep in right field.
So I do feel like, Kevin, like with the addition of quality class, cream of the crop, you know, front office and manager, that stadium kind of helped balance and give him that opportunity to be in that area.
Make sure they're at least not at a disadvantage anymore.
And then Hurtado, obviously, you know, having that barbecue. And I'm serious about this.
And Whataburger's there now.
Yeah, and Whataburger. But seriously, Kevin, when you think about it, you go to L.A., you get done with baseball that day, or you want to stick around the city, there's stuff to do. There's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And DFW, you're kind of like, all right, what is there? And
there's a Walmart right near the park.
There's Walmart, Mike. That's right. There is a Six Flags.
Yeah, they go ride roller coasters.
Hurricane Harbor.
There's no question if things go the way some Texans and some politicians want it to go, there will soon be a destination-style casino out in that general area as well. I know we're still talking about years away, but make no mistake, behind the scenes, those people are trying to make that happen.
You just imagine, though, that like they're walking Juan Soto around the stadium and they're showing him all these things, and he's like, yeah, but when are we going to get to go on the Superman over there? Like, do I get to ride the Joker? Is that for free? Yeah, let's go right now.
The only teammate I ever knew who went to Six Flags before a game, and not like right before the game, but it's like, screw it, I'm waking up at 10 a.m. and going and riding some rides, was Jeremy Burnitz.
Really?
Yeah, on the Mets. We came here in 03, and he woke up, and he went over to Six Flags and rode like the roller coasters at 10 a.m.
Did he? Okay. Is there, this is a tough question to ask, I know.
I love it.
Is there any chance you know if he had a better than or worse than game than usual
I
that day?
I have no clue.
Okay, because if you were he hit two home runs that night.
I will go to baseball reference right now and look at Jeremy Burnitz's 2003 game log
because
we played at Texas.
It would have been amazing if like it was a really great or really terrible game for that reason. All right, to go along with this, Corey, I have very specific candidates in mind, but it could be whoever the heck you want. Do you think it's more likely that the Rangers have the American League MVP this season or the American League Cy Young this season?
I'll say this is tough because both candidates are oft injured.
Fair.
But I'll say MVP.
Okay.
Because even in what would be considered a down season for Corey Seager, he was awesome. And I think he will be healthy coming into this season.
Yeah.
And won't be pushing it too much to be in this season, but he still has that kind of hunger to be perfect for it. So I really do think that he has that chance. If a healthy DeGrom, like, the sky's the limit. We're reaching for the stars, Kevin.
And I know it feels like a long shot, but I was just looking at it. I couldn't help but notice the Rangers have a top five candidate for both. Corey Seager is fifth in the betting odds for AL MVP at 9-1. Jacob DeGrom is fourth in the betting odds for AL Cy Young at 10-1. So I was like, at least the bookmakers are like, hey, I could see both of your guys being up in the mix.
So I lean more towards Jacob DeGrom, which is scary. I get the injury history and how they're going to possibly protect his arm, which could be tough to rack up all of the numbers you need for Cy Young. Can you tell me, you just said where Jacob DeGrom is. Who's ahead of him? So let's look at the competition.
Care to take a guess before I tell you?
Oh, crap.
Garrett Cole?
I can just tell you.
That's a good one.
Garrett Cole.
Corbin Burns? There's AL. AL.
Yeah, Garrett Cole's not on the list.
What?
This is where I don't think there's like, maybe, I don't know. Help me out with the best pitchers right now.
Eric Skubal.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Garrett Crochet.
I think that he has issues.
This one will break your heart just a little bit. Cole Reagan.
Hey, man.
But do you see that competition?
I'm a World Series.
That's true.
Skubal is coming into his own as the best left-handed starting pitcher in the game. I totally get it. He just won it. It's tough to win back-to-back Cy Youngs. At times, they expect you to do better than you did the year before. Yeah. I think Jacob DeGrom, if he can stay pretty much healthy, I think people will be so excited around baseball. Besides the New York Mets people, most people around baseball are like, is this awesome that Jacob DeGrom's healthy and doing great? So I think he has that going for him. When I look at Corey Seager or maybe long shot Wyatt Langford to win the MVP, I know Aaron Judge.
Yep.
He's always going to be tough to beat.
Right after him, Bobby Witt.
That's going to be tough. Gunnar Henderson still around.
He's third, and Yordan Alvarez is fourth.
Okay. I do think the competition for MVP is tougher to beat those guys than it will be for Jacob DeGrom to beat the guys in front of him.
Yeah. I mean, remember that the year that Corey Seager was that good and still couldn't beat Shohei? You know, like he was awesome.
It yeah,
still wasn't good I do think Corey Seager would have won MVP if he wouldn't have been hurt so much.
Yeah.
I could see that where if the season was like a month longer and you still know Shohei or something. Yeah,
right, because Shohei got hurt at the end of the year and couldn't pitch. But because Seager missed that kind of 30-so game stretch in mid-April to mid-May, if he would have had those games, he would have had 40 home runs. He would have had 40 doubles. He would have had so many numbers. You could have looked at it and gone, all right, Corey Seager on this team who came out of nowhere to win 90 games and did all of these things at shortstop versus Shohei, who we get it. If Shohei's completely healthy, he's going to win the M like this year.
Yeah.
National League. If you're in the National League, I don't know. Shohei ain't winning Cy Young, but he has a good chance to win MVP again.